Each voting machine is a computer running a computer program. Whether that computer counts the votes accurately, or makes mistakes, or cheats by shifting votes from one candidate to another, depends on what software is installed in the computer.
The voting machine is called the Image Cast Evolution, or ICE machine. It's made by Dominion.
The Dominion Voting Image Cast Evolution, or ICE, is an all-in-one accessible paper-based voting system.
For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
It's made by Dominion.
The Dominion Voting Image Cast Evolution.
For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness.
It's made by Dominion.
For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness.
Well, folks, the amount of confusion thrown out by the Democrats, fakery playing out in the media, it's almost unbelievable. We're going to look at all the CGI effects. They're trying to make Kamala look like she's amazing when she's not. It's not working. Diehard liberals might like it, especially those who have been brainwashed by the media or universities or more. They love what they're fed. The wake-up has to continue. Kamala's faking everything. Georgia's looking into the stolen election. They actually apologize. We'll look into this. Smartmatic's in big trouble in the Philippines. They've been caught. Arrests have been made. Trump laid out a press conference that'll blow you away with big comms. We're going to see how the UK's falling apart, arresting people for social media posts. A lot to cover. Here we go.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate your being here. Just a statement before I talk about debates. I think that our country is right now in the most dangerous position it's ever been in from an economic standpoint, from a safety standpoint. Both gangs on the street and, frankly, gangs outside of our country in the form of other countries that are, frankly, very powerful. They're very powerful countries, and we don't know what we're doing. We have leadership that has no clue how to handle them or how to handle any other situation. We have a lot of bad things coming up. You could end up in a depression of the 1929 variety, which would be a devastating thing. Took many years, took decades to recover from it. And we're very close to that. We're very close to a world war. In my opinion, we're very close to a world war. We have people that don't know how to handle it. They're not respected. All over the world, they're laughed at. And we can't have that. Most dangerous period of time I've ever seen for our country.
A warning to everyone, what's coming. Bidenomics in action. He's caught it all. Most people know this when they have conversations to understand exactly where we're at. Electricity's up 29%, gasoline 47%, natural gas 27%, eggs are up almost 50%, milk's up 15%, chicken's up 24%, used car sales 21%, airfare's up more than 30%. And if you want transportation, it's 32% more expensive than in 2020 when President Trump was running the show. He knows what he's talking about. And I tell you what, in this conference, they continue to use the situation of the assassination attempt of President Trump to go after our guns.
AR-15 gun at all change your impression of people's access to that weapon?
No, I didn't.
His question, does the fact that somebody used an AR-15 in the assassination attempt at all change your impression of people's access to that weapon? It's always the same. And of course, President Trump said, no, it didn't. Let's continue.
Look, if you take away guns, she wants to take away everyone's gun. If you take away guns, can't do it. Because people need the guns for protection. Now, entertainment, they want it. Hunting, they want, you know, different things. But they need weapons for protection in this country. People live out in the woods and they're not going to have a gun. If you look at some countries, I don't want to get them in trouble, but some countries have actually gone the opposite way. They had very strong gun laws and now they have gone the opposite way where they allowed people to have guns, where in one case they encouraged people to go out and get guns, and crime is down 29%. And remember this, what is the toughest gun law in the United States? Chicago. On July 4th, 117 people were shot and 17 died. The toughest gun laws in the United States are in the city of Chicago. You know that.
That's right. So he proves his point. Many continue to argue this whole thing. You guys know what happens if they take our guns away. Chicago, constantly, since they've pushed those gun laws in their city, have had to deal with crime at levels they've never seen before. But they took away their guns. Gun laws are strict there, right? But the criminals have them. And they know the folks around don't have them as many as they used to. That whole scene with the assassination attempt, of course, brought about many who want this shirt, Fight for America. Well, if you're looking at your screen, we have a new red one, Fight for America. It stands out. You've got the And We Know logo on the front left. You've got President Trump holding his hand up, fight, 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 fight for America on the back. That is a wonderful color. And you guys know 20% of the proceeds will go to families of the injured during the assassination attempt.
A lot of my people, a lot of the MAGA, as they call them, but the base. And I think the base is 75% of the country, far beyond the Republican Party. Because we're a party of common sense, and I'm a person of common sense. I want to have low taxes. I want to have strong borders. I want to have a strong military so that China and Russia, look, they've allowed China and Russia to do the impossible combined. They're natural enemies. They always have been, because China needs more land and Russia has it. They've always been natural enemies. And because of Obama, it started with him, and then Biden, because he didn't know what the hell he was doing, they've now become one force, and then now they're adding Iran to it, and they're adding North Korea to it. Pretty powerful force. This is something that is unthinkable that they allowed to happen.
That's right. And so he throws out names in the press conference for folks to remember who's actually running the show. And he proved his point when he talked about the biggest coup against the Democrat voters after Kamala was installed. Here we go.
Expected, and the worst vice president in the history of our country, the most unpopular vice president, and because of political reasons or because of being politically correct, even though she never received a vote. Don't forget, she was the first one defeated, as I remember it, because I watched it very closely. But she was the first one. She never made it to Iowa, the first state. She never made it to Iowa. She was the first one that was defeated. She was the nastiest to him. She was nasty with the calling him a racist and the school bus and all of the different things. She was very nasty to Biden. And shockingly, he appointed her, asked her to serve as vice president. Well, I don't know if he's happy about that decision right now. This was taken away. The presidency was taken away from Joe Biden. And I'm no Biden fan, but I'll tell you what. From a constitutional standpoint, from any standpoint you look at, they took the presidency away. And people were saying he lost after the debate. He couldn't win. Well, I don't know that that's true necessarily. But whether he could win or he couldn't win, he had the right to run. And they took it away. They said they're going to use the 25th Amendment. They're going to hit you hard. Either we can do it the nice. I heard. I know exactly, because I know a lot of people on the other side, believe it or not.
He knows what's going on. Well, we really don't need President Trump to tell us, because Pelosi went out there on a radio show. In an episode of New Yorker Radio, she talks with David Remnick about her role in forcing Joe Biden out of the race. They just love to brag, these snakes. Just can't hold it back. And if we're watching a movie, it's part of the show to show you just, you know, kind of expose the Democrats to who they really are. They're getting it out there for all to see.
I love him so much. I think he's been really a fantastic president of the United States. So I really wanted him to make a decision of a better campaign, because they were not facing the fact of what was happening. Just a little background. I've never been that impressed with his political operation.
Biden's operation.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I just haven't been. They won the White House. Bravo. Right. Mm-hmm. But so my concern was, this ain't happening. And we have to make a decision for us this to happen. And the president has to make the decision for that to happen. Let me just say, I won't say necessarily I knew what I was doing at that time. I knew what I was doing in the whole thing, not just that ship.
And what was that?
That Donald Trump would never set foot in the White House again. I love him so much.
That's all they care about. Power. They want it taken away at all costs from anyone that steps in, that goes against their agenda to destroy this country. She admitted that whole thing. They all actually play out together on the same team. CNN, the Communist News Network, of course, falling apart. They would push this agenda of trying to make sure that everyone gets behind this Kamala, who really didn't have any support back in the good old days. I've got a chart to show you. She only had, 5% support, if even that, and they basically pushed her in for the VP side, if anybody remembers that. But if you go to the Communist News Network, they have to bring folks on to convince the masses, because they had talk shows to convince folks that, you know, you got to listen to me because I've got the truth, right? They're just talk show hosts. Montel Williams says if you don't vote for this former side chick, remember the one that he used to date, Kamala, then you have mental illness if you don't vote for her. And if you don't vote for her, you're going to eat out of a garbage can. So for all those diehard listeners of CNN, you guys have any of those that listen to them and soak it up and head on out and tell everybody, you got to vote for Kamala or else we're all going to die? They get this from their news sources. Here we go.
Time to have more conversations, even like the ones we're having right here. Though I disagree with what you've said, we've disagreed. We've also kind of just slightly realized that we could turn that beach ball just a little bit and see a different panel, see a different
thread of commonality.
She is really focused on trying to make America understand that what unites us is far greater than what divides us as a mass. And we ought to pay attention to those people on the fringes who are taking away the wrong message. Those people who have some form of mental illness who are taking away the wrong message, saying that if my side doesn't win, then burn the whole thing down. I can't do this. You've got to remember, you know, folks like me, and we probably got 40 million veterans alive. The majority of them put their hand up in the air and said, I do solemnly swear and affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Period. That's what we believe in. That's why I put a uniform on. To protect this for your generation, for your generation. Let's start focusing on how we protect this and stop firing up those idiots who really think that they can. Because at the end of the day, what do you want? You want to eat out of a garbage can? That's what's going to happen. If we go to a civil war, remember, more deaths in the American Civil War than any other conflict since.
Brother against brother.
The acting continues. Is it working? Zero Head showed us this chart. CNN effectively worthless after parent Warner Brothers takes $9.1 billion write down. I think folks have had enough, many of them, but we still have a lot of work to do. President Trump posted with Dan Scavino Jr. making sure that that got out at 5:42 p.m. on August 8th. I will expose Kamala during the debate the same way I exposed Crooked Joe, Hillary, and everyone else during debates. Only I think Kamala will be easier. DJT. He posted this at 5:42 p.m. If you go to the cue board, and a lot of folks have been asking me, well, where can I find that? Good question. You can go to Quag News, Q-A-G-G dot news. Q-A-G-G dot news. When you go there, you're going to hit the drop. So you can actually do search. You can do a search of a keyword that you're looking for, a number that you might have remembered. It'll pull them up, but it starts here at the very top. 4966 was posted last on this board, which comes from Q. What is coded in your DNA? Who put it there? Why? Protect your DNA. That was the last one. But if you go through this, there's 4,966 drops. You'll wake up to all of the terrible things that have been going on for decades. You also notice that the timestamps, if you go here, it says 5:42 p.m. You say, okay, Dan Scavino posted at 5:42. I'm going to type in 5:42 with two number signs, hit enter, and there is the drop. It pops up for us to see. Let me scroll this down just a little bit so you can see it. There it is. Fight, fight, fight. Demand public disclosure. Be loud, be heard. This is just the beginning. It matches the information that comes from his post. President Trump also said Kamala refuses to do interviews because her team realizes she is unable to answer questions, much like Biden was not able to answer questions, but for different reasons. He's plain shot. And she's just plain incompetent. Her policies of open borders, no fracking or drilling for oil in any way, shape, or form, transgender anything, anti-Israel, but gross incompetence toward getting anything done for the Palestinians, no clue for inflation, economy, unlimited money to fight foreign wars, and so much more catastrophic. If she's elected, our country, indeed the world, will suffer a 1929-style Great Depression, the worst in history, and America will be destroyed. Drives you crazy. All this constant barrage of information, listening to the cackling of Kamala, watching Waltz bring in the most demonic system into Minnesota that he wants to bring to the United States, can drive you crazy. You're probably concerned because you might not be feeling well from all of this. That could be the reason, or it could be something in your body, your health, could be checked on and taken care of in many different ways, and here's something to help you.
Are you ready to elevate your wellness journey? Well, look no further than chlabs.link/AWK. Wonderful way of unveiling the true nature of many conditions you may be facing and how to combat those ailments. You might have been diagnosed with something and need a second opinion, or you feel a little bit off and you're dealing with symptoms, or simply want preventative support to ensure you're as healthy as you can feel. Well, one of her clients, Terry, said, Dr. Kelly recommended I take her brain health home test to see which nutrition I was needing specifically to improve the health of my brain. Since starting the recommendation on nutrition, I've noticed more clarity in my thinking and memory, less brain fog, and maybe best of all, I have been migraine-free for 4 months now. That's a great testimony. Visit, again, chlabs.link/AWK. It's in the description box below this video. And reach out to Dr. Kelly Shockley today.
And there'll be a peaceful transfer. I just hope we're going to have honest elections. That's all. Okay?
Some of your allies have expressed concern that you're not taking this race seriously, particularly at a time where there's enthusiasm on the other side. Why haven't you been campaigning this week?
She asks, and President Trump says, if you didn't hear it, what a stupid question. You haven't been campaigning for a week. The enthusiasm must be going down. He looks around, he says, what a stupid question, and he continues.
Because I'm leading by a lot, and because I'm letting their convention go through, and I am campaigning a lot. I'm doing tremendous amounts of taping here. We have commercials that are at a level I don't think that anybody's ever done before. Plus, in certain cases, I see many of you in the room where I'm speaking to you on phones, I'm speaking to radio, I'm speaking to television. Television's coming over here. Excuse me, what are we doing right now? She's not doing any news conference. You know why she's not doing it? Because she can't do a news conference. She doesn't know how to do a news conference. She's not smart enough to do a news conference. And I'm sorry, we need smart people to lead this country, because our country's never been in this danger before, both economically and from an outside perspective. Russia doesn't respect us anymore. China doesn't respect us anymore. North Korea, Kim Jong-un, liked me a lot. He doesn't like this group.
We are in great danger. We're in great danger of being in World War III. That could happen.
Great danger. Won't do a press conference. She won't do anything to help our country, but I've been doing all I can to ensure that this is taken care of. Are folks paying attention? You know, they've been posting, I'll show you the CGI images in a moment, but they've been out there pushing for Kamala in many different ways. And Fox News, as much as they put out disinformation, which I'll show you. Let me see. Do I have that slide? I had a slide about Fox here. Maybe I'll show you a little bit later what's going on with them. But True Stormy Joe happened to catch them with Waters and McEnany. They show that this Hollywood script is playing out, that you're watching a movie. And we've been continually talking about that, this interesting dialogue that's been happening at Fox where they say the number 17, which is the letter Q, because it takes us to the Q board. Why they always use the number 17 and use words like Hollywood script? Check this out.
Okay. I've been saying that Kamala Harris is part of the movie. So let's listen to what Kaylee and Jesse both have to say.
Biden-Harris works. They think Biden-Harris is going to win. And they don't care, the Democrats, that she's not talking to press or not talking to anybody. They think this is going to be their ticket to the White House.
Yeah, bingo. I was listening, and I listened to a left-wing commentator say, she's doing so well. She's bringing in so much money. She was thrown into a presidential campaign. Look at what she's done. Well, ask yourself, what has she done? She stood on the stage 5 times, delivered the same 17-minute speech off a
17-minute speech, not 18 minutes. Not 15 minutes.
Teleprompter 5 times. 17. That's all she's done. The same words. I know Donald Trump's type. You know, the same words. I can recite them from my couch at this point. That's all she's done. They're counting on a 17-minute stump
17.
Speech 17. To take her to Pennsylvania Avenue? Give me a break. The American people deserve better, but Democrats love it. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, they love it, but we're not hiring an actress to be president. You just put, exactly. You know, a script in front of her.
Script.
A Hollywood script. An actress.
You ever hear the people in Hollywood that speak without scripts? Exactly. And we got to test this woman. She has to be.
You are watching a movie.
And so for some, it would be too much for you to handle if that was what was playing out, because we many have a hard time looking into things like that. Others catch when at 7:25 to 28 Eastern time, Trump made a 17-word post. So there it is, the number 17 again, and that's what we many cue into, and a lot of folks listen to this channel because we used to really get into this type of information pretty deep. Others get angry and they say, I don't want to hear from this. I don't believe in all of that. It's just a psyop and whatever. Yeah, it is a psyop. It is a way to, in my opinion, bring us back to truth, exposing the enemy, brilliantly done, so that many could wake up. He announced in this 17-word post, President Trump, where he will be doing a general news conference at 2 p.m. at Mar-a-Lago, Palm Beach. So if you look at the drops 25-28, because that's in the timestamp, and 25-27, they post them at that time because then we can go to QAGG.news and look at the drops that were given to us as behind the scenes, going around the media that feeds us lies to show us what's really going on. 25-28, power belongs to the people. That's right. That's what we need a news conference to tell us what's going on. It's done at Palm Beach. Well, Palm Beach, think waves. There you go. Together we win. That's right. Define unified. Controlled moment activated. 17. Define unified. 17. There's the number 17 in the target brackets, meaning focus on 17. We're going to see 17 play out so that we can be reminded that everything's going to be okay. There's a place for everyone. It can be difficult sometimes because we've gone through this for years. Dr. Russell McGregor showed us that President Trump just retweeted an exact Q post. And an in-your-face, blatant proof of a post put on the Intel board, the Q board, I believe, intelligence group that gives us information behind the scenes to go around the mainstream media. Donald J. Trump retweeted this. Where we go one, we go all. We the people from sea to shining sea. Let freedom ring, patriots. It's your time. If America fails, the world fails. United we stand. God bless you all. There it is. The American flag. He retweeted that. He wants us to know. Continuing on, President Trump says, and I think thanks to heavily to the Intel board, which anyone would know they can't stand, they, the enemy, the rhinos, and the Democrats, because remember they got together in 2020, October, and passed a law saying anybody that talks about Q, and they called it QAnon, which is Q, and you have anonymous people that share information, and you have Q, the 17th letter of the Intel board. They did all they could to put a stop to it and say that it was disinformation, it's dangerous for our country, whatever, and that's why they took me off of YouTube, because Google took it and said, oh, thank you very much, they're rhinos and Democrats, for unifying together to stop them from sharing truth out there to get information to the people. Now we're going to take down all these channels that talk about it. So they took us down with 444,000 subscribers because Google works with them in cahoots. They have their uniparty to destroy us all and put us under control. It's a fight for freedom. President Trump's out there doing all he can. He's not the savior of the world. We don't worship him. We don't put him on a pedestal and say he's the greatest thing since sliced bread, but we do look at him as a leader because we haven't had one. And he's exposing the enemy. And that's what the attraction is for many. Because finally a real leader stepped in and said, you know what, I've had enough.
A lot of my people, a lot of the MAGA, as they call them, but the base. And I think the base is, I think the base is 75% of the country, far beyond the Republican Party, because we're a party of common sense, and I'm a person of common sense. I want to have low taxes. I want to have strong borders. I want to have a strong military so that China and Russia, look, they've allowed China and Russia to do the impossible. Combine. They're natural enemies. They always have been, because China needs more land and Russia has it. They've always been natural enemies, and because of Obama, it started with him, and then Biden, because he didn't know what the hell he was doing, they've now become one force. And then now they're adding Iran to it, and they're adding North Korea to it. Pretty powerful force. This is something that is unthinkable that they allowed to happen.
75% of the country, I've said this over and over again, that I don't believe any of these polls, even the good ones. Political poll says Donald Trump's got 75% of the vote if the election was held today. Kamala Harris is 20%. I don't believe it. I think Kamala's 2%. I don't even know who Jill Stein is. And they have other 3.6%. Just don't believe it. Out there, remember the 2020 Democratic primary. Here's that poll I was looking for earlier, NBC News put out in 2020. Harris, there she is. -8. She had 5%. Biden had 31% plus 5. Warren, remember? Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, 25%. Harris is down there at 5. But the Democrats slap into their brains, you like Kamala now, we like Kamala now, and they push that out. And I was out at a bookstore yesterday in the section of, I usually go to, they call it the religion section, where they pile in all the other religions. Christianity is a relationship. And I like to look at, you know, what folks have been writing about, some books out there. So I looked at Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest, and I actually picked up a book, and the guy doesn't know who I am, and I just picked it up. It was really good. It says, The Dad Difference, The 4 Most Important Gifts You Can Give to Your Kids. I was reading it. written by Brian Loretz. I picked it up. Had me in tears. So he talked about how his dad dropped him off in college, one of those sections, and it's... Anyway, as I was sitting there, I had listened to the attendant at the front of this giant bookstore. And she was talking about how they have the bio for Kamala to hand out to people so they can help get a victory this year. I was in shock. Santa Surfing says, oh my goodness, Kamala CGI is cheap CGI. If you guys saw any images from the media, they showed you this airplane and it looked like thousands and thousands of people were greeting Kamala getting off the plane. Well, from the plane and below, it's all CGI. The only thing real is the sky. So they CGI'd the plane. They CGI'd all the people. And you can see that when you bring it into a CGI finder. There's people out there that do that. And you're looking at your screen. You can see on the bottom. There's proof. Looking at the cheap fakes with the Harris-Waltz rallies, you can see a close-up. A man with six fingers, distorted faces, and more. They just can't get it done correctly. Look at this video clip.
So here we are at the latest Kamala and Waltz rally. And when you zoom in, the picture is just so weird. There's no like real faces. Everything's so blurry. So then we just take this little picture and we put it over to AI. And it basically says it's an AI image. Caught.
Yep. They have to bring these AI images in. They have to make people believe that there's these crowds, especially those that follow and unbelievably think Kamala is the greatest thing since sliced bread. They think Trump is the worst thing that could ever happen because he made some statement in 2002, I believe, about grabbing a woman. They hold on to that. Their talking points are pushed on them and colleges, universities with friends that go around with their speak of President Trump being a terrible person. He celebrated Roe versus Wade being overturned. He wants guns in this country to stay. And he's just a terrible person. And they're still out there. And we have to pray for him.
So Harry Sisson put up this tweet saying, hope, dedication, patriotism. That's the Kamala Harris campaign. And then this picture that's supposed to be a Kamala rally, I guess, of her riding in a plane. The only issue is this picture is AI. This is not real. And you can really see it with the phones. Like, they're all recording something different. It's none of it's the same. And here's just another close-up of just all the phones doing their own thing. Also, this person's thumb is oddly shaped.
So he's got a good point. You zoom in and you finally notice that all these phones have something different on them. They don't have a giant plane and thousands of people. They just CGI'd a bunch of folks in. They do a terrible job of it, but those that support Kamala would say, look at this, we're finally making waves. President Trump, if Kamala has 1,000 people to rally, the press goes crazy and talks about how big it was. And she pays for her crowd. When I have a rally and 100,000 people show up, the fake news doesn't talk about it. They refuse to mention crowd size. And it's a reminder that the fake news is the enemy of the people. We're here to give you as much as we can at amweknow.com, where you can find our videos. You can find that we have truth, hope, faith, and freedom. All of our social media posts can be found on our site. You can join us by subscribing to our newsletter. You can also find us. All of our interviews are located in one spot. If you're having trouble remembering what folks we've interviewed and you said, I want to get that Hunter's Blend coffee, well, it's on our website. You just go there and there it is. Parker Pastures is there for your meat. EMF Protection is there. Dr. Shockley, LT, Pet Club, of course, is there. Ascent Nutrition, Bright Core, there for you. And we have another website called thepatriotlight.com with home, politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, and resources all compiled for you. It's all below this video. Just go down there and you can click on the description box. Another thing that we're always making changes to and ensuring that you guys have new merchandise would be at shop.amweknow.com. We had the Red Alert put out. the three-quarter tee is now available in red, and black and blue are back in stock. It's a big item. It has the Bible verse, Romans 8:28, on the back. You're looking at those on your screen. It has a giant "and we know" or giant logo on the back, Romans 8:28 in the Bible verse. A lot of folks love these. They went out of stock. They're back in stock, and we've got them in red now too. You can also see that we have the new flag logo where we have the character holding up a stick, right, in our logo. Well, now it has a flag on it if you want those. We also have sweatshirts, hoodies, hats, tees, tanks, accessories, so much more for you. Just go to shop.amweknow.com or just amweknow.com and scroll down. You'll see our merch. Click it, and you will be entering a wonderful world of just great things for you to wear for folks to see. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
Jade. I am a former Democrat. Unlike Kamala Harris, I'm an actual real-life black woman. And I'm a former Democrat who is currently registered Republican. I stand here before you today because I'm tired. I'm tired of the Democrats using the generational trauma of my people to garner votes. They invoke fear. They tell me I'm oppressed. They tell me I'm less than. They tell me I'm not good enough. And they tell me that my white brothers and sisters in Christ are my enemy. No. They are not. As a follower of Jesus Christ, Ephesians 5:11 tells me I must expose the works of the enemy. And the enemy is telling me that don't worry that I can't pay my bills, that I'm working 6 days a week this week and I'm tired. And I went to school and I have a career. I'm doing worse under this administration than in Donald Trump's administration, but I'm told to be afraid of a man who made my life better. How does that work? Make it make sense. During COVID, I knew more of my white guy friends that lost their jobs than me and my black girlfriends. We are the same in this country. All these Americans want the same thing. We want safety. We want prosperity. We want peace. Yeah. And the Democrats keep going back and look, check it out, right? I honor my ancestors and the people who fought for us to be in this room here today. No one is discounting what my people went through. Ooh. But honor them by getting past it and invoking forgiveness in this culture. Yeah. I'm so tired of being told I need to be afraid. I'm so tired that I need to be told all the time that I have to vote for the Democrats who have done nothing positive for my life at all. My life is totally worse than it was during the Trump administration. Yet I kept having, you must vote for the Democrats. We're told this as black people since we were a child. Let's honor our ancestors by doing better and honor them, because they're rolling over in their graves hearing the fact that Kamala Harris is having Megan Thee Stallion twerk and showing our bodies as these, like, just vessels of lust. That's not cool. These women out here are being told that Donald Trump is like their enemy, when really, Kamala Harris opening up the border? Look what happened to Laken Riley. She's a woman. She was a woman just like I am. No woman, black or white, wants that to happen to her. All of these people whose kids are dying, the black moms, the white moms, they all cry the same color tears.
Yes, yeah.
So let's move past this. Let's vote for Donald Trump so we can all be prosperous again. Let's get out of this fear, this rage, and this anger, because it comes from the devil. So hear me, black folks. Hear me, white folks. We are so much more alike than we are different. We need to forgive each other. We need to help each other. And I don't owe the Democrats anything. They owe me. They're to serve us. They're public servants. Stop putting them on a pedestal. Make them work for us.
How about that? We could put that on replay over and over again. The passion that she has, the anger, the righteous anger that she has of how she was lied to, and now she's fighting for the truth. And wanting unity, through all of the lies that she was shared. It was pushed on her over and over again, saying that President Trump was terrible. Fear was placed into them day in and day out. And how did they do this? Well, here's a video clip showing you that now you know all the big liberal accounts, they regurgitate the same talking points. They go out there, and the Democrat super PACs pay thousands of dollars for videos scripted by them to go after President Trump and promote Harris. And that's why these folks, these liberals out there, have their talking points, because they're constantly listening to these influencers so they can fight against those who support President Trump.
Sunny, who met us in Houston, was one of a few dozen influencers invited to the White House to watch the State of the Union and meet President Biden.
He said to us, the collective presence in this room has more viewership on Gen Z than all of traditional media combined.
Now, Democratic organizations are flooding the creator community with cash and providing behind-the-scenes access.
Come with me to meet the President of the United States.
The Harris campaign does not pay influencers directly. CBS News found a constellation of other Democratic political organizations that do.
In the first 100 days of a Republican presidency under Trump, Project 2025 talks about sacking thousands of civil servants.
Last month, Sunny says she was hired by Protect Our Care, a progressive advocacy group that relies on anonymous donors. She made a video warning about Trump's second term agenda.
They almost help you script it, right?
Right, like, definitely. Imagine.
She takes their talking points and puts them into her own voice, saying she always discloses when she's being paid.
What's your rate?
So a video just for a creator in my size, an average can go from $3,000 to $10,000, depending, and upwards.
This is a bid by campaigns to create authenticity at a small scale.
University of Pittsburgh's Sam Woolley studies political influencers.
How can you tell what is a genuine grassroots expression of political opinion versus what's being paid for?
If you see multiple influencers spreading the same exact message, you can start to realize, some kind of coordination is going on.
Next up for Sunny, the Democratic National Convention.
They just told us that if we wanted to put on our own show, that they would give us all the resources to do that.
The Democrats are rolling out the red carpet.
Definitely. And I'm glad to be on it.
The beauty influence.
There you go. That's how they do it. That's how they get into the minds of these people, destroy them, put them into fear, and then they go out and fight for all of their agenda items. They do it in other ways, too. I mean, I was looking at some of the voting techniques that are done.
Voters.
So not only do they pay the influencers, if you head over to Minnesota under Tim Walz, he's sending envelopes where you mark your party affiliation on the outside of the ballot.
Got our voters' pamphlets. Now you check on the outside of your pamphlet what party you're affiliated with. I mean, I guess that just makes it easier for him to toss away the red ones.
Yeah. There you go. She places it up there for you to see. On the outside, they can simply just check right here. And they can get it. They'll know who you are. And they can throw away all the red ones. Is this going to work? Well, interesting, because we head on over to Georgia here recently, where they actually had a conference. The Georgia State Election Board just voted 3-2 to override the decision of Rhino Chairman John Fervier to authorize the reopening of the investigation into the 17,000 missing ballot images and over 3,000 duplicate votes. I'm going to play a small clip here, but it's pretty fascinating. And then there's an apology issued on a public forum. I'll show you that in a moment. Check this out.
We have not met the obligations of the motion from the hearing of SEB 2023-025. Therefore, this case should be referred to the Attorney General with the instruction to immediately investigate with outside investigators the missing 17,852 ballot images, the 3,125 duplicated recount votes, and the missing documents proving that 10 scanners containing 20,713 votes were legally used at early voting sites during the election as listed in the complaint. Based on the advice of counsel, I believe the Attorney General may be conflicted and should seek advice of conflicts counsel to determine who should represent the State Election Board in investigating this matter. The Attorney General shall report their findings in 30 days to the State Election Board. If they are unable or unwilling to conduct this focused investigation, they should report to the State Election Board immediately, report it to the State Election Board immediately so that we may hire outside legal counsel and investigators to complete the investigation.
Interesting, right? George put it out there. Ferber tried to threaten the patriotic board members by saying investigating this case could put the board in legal jeopardy, but member Janelle King, Janice Johnston, and Rick Jeffries stuck to the truth. That was fascinating. So you got brave members of the board, and of course, check this out, this public announcement apology.
Georgia owes President Donald J. Trump an apology. President Trump has been indicted by Fulton County. May I remind you that Fulton County has been found to be in violation of election law, not once for the hand audit, but twice for the machine count. And now we can prove that they had intentional human intervention, which is the predicate for election fraud.
There you go. Paper please, signs all around him. Unplug Georgia elections. Interesting that they would bring up unplug because right here you have the founder of the voting machine company, Smartmatic. Remember we played that in the intro today. It's interesting because I was looking for an intro that we've used before, and it was the second folder that I opened from the past that actually had that one, the Smartmatic machines and how they're used. Well, he's been indicted in the U.S. on charges of bribery and money laundering. If Roger Peñate is willing to risk prison over $1 million bribe in the Philippines election, which I'm going to play in a moment, what makes you think he didn't do much worse in America? Remember, Democrats and the media told you to trust this man with American elections. It's a bad idea. We need to get all these machines out of our election system. Restore trust by returning to hand-counted ballots. Full oversight at the polls by all parties involved. No more long periods of early voting. Limit mail-in ballots to the seriously sick or elderly. I would say military too. Install transparent recounts. Clean the voter rolls. And require mandatory voter ID. You head to the Philippines. Smartmatic in the Philippine House admits that electronic election data could be deleted in the middle of the night. And nobody would ever know. Here we go.
The server. So what you're saying, what you're telling us is that the server is the one that dictates whether it will accept the message or not, irrespective of the time being used by the sender.
The server is not looking at the time, but rather the digital signatures and the contents of the package being generated by the people.
But if that's the case, Mr. Chairman, what's the use of having a time as far as the PICO center is concerned? What's the purpose of the time if that is immaterial?
The time gives you the sequence of the actions, and when you actually
look... Yes, but if I may interrupt, as Congressman Goles says, if this sequence can be delayed to 10 in the evening, what the heck? My God.
Sir,
your assurance was that anything that happens between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. would be reflected as 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I didn't know that 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. could be moved to 10 in the evening. Do you realize what a fool you have made?
Sir.
Of the legislators who passed this law?
I understand, sir. With all due respect, it's a it's an unforeseen situation. It's one
unforeseen?
Yes, sir.
That was the principal guarantee that this would be an honest election, that we would know digitally what would happen during election day and during the election hours.
And you do, sir, if I may.
No, no, don't forget that. You sons of bitches! You had us standing here guaranteeing to the public and the world that even if fraud is committed, we would be able to trace it. We never said that fraud could not be committed. But you said we could trace it. And now you tell me that at 10 in the evening you could do it and we would never know.
No, sir. I stand by our product.
So this guy is feeling just like most of us. Well, the founder of Smartmatic arrested over money laundering bribery charges in the Philippines, right? There has to be an end to these machines. They're investigated. We don't make these things up. You have the documents. They own the software and the machines. The machines went from Smartmatic to Dominion. Smartmatic retained the proprietary intellectual property. And they pushed this out for all to see. Every single day, we deal with these radical lefts. President Trump even said the radical left lunatics always attack our brilliant and fair judges and justices. That's the name of the game. They think they'll cower and give them decisions that they don't deserve. Then they play the ref, and what they do is probably illegal, but they don't care. It's the great, strong-willed, and brilliant judges and justices of our country who will lead us back to greatness.
Would you consider granting clemency or a pardon?
I don't think it's appropriate for me to talk about it. I think it's a tragic.
They want the media to ask questions of President Trump in his conference. Would you consider granting clemency or a pardon to Hunter Biden? You got to be kidding me. President Trump, without a teleprompter, gives a brilliant answer.
Would you consider granting clemency or a pardon?
I don't think it's appropriate for me to talk about it. I think it's a tragic story. You want to know the truth. And I felt that with Hillary Clinton, too. You know, with Hillary Clinton, I could have done things to her that would have made your head spin. I thought it was a very bad thing. Take the wife of a president of the United States and put her in jail. And then I see the way they treat me. That's the way it goes. But I was very protective of her. Nobody would understand that, but I was. I think my people understand it. They used to say, lock her up, and I'd say, just relax, please. We won the election. I think it would be very, I think it would have been horrible for our country if and we had her between the hammering of all of the files. And don't forget, she got a subpoena from the United States Congress. And then, after getting the subpoena, she destroyed everything that she was supposed to get. I thought it was so bad to take her and put her in jail, the wife of a president of the United States. And then when it's my turn, nobody thinks that way. I thought it was a very terrible thing. And she did a lot of very bad things. I'll tell you what, she was pretty evil. But in terms of the country and in terms of unifying the country, bringing it back, to have taken her and to have put her in jail, and I think you know the things as well as I do. There were some pretty bad acts that she did. I think it would have been very bad for our country and a lot of my people, a lot of the MAGA, as they call them, but the base. And I think the base is 75% of the country, far beyond.
So we've been there. They want to bring this talking point out to grant clemency, pardon Hunter Biden, and more. Of course, he switched it perfectly and talked about Hillary Clinton and the Democrats and all that they've done to try to destroy our country. And I just wanted to play this clip on these elections. The real folks that need to be put away would be the media and what they've done to try to destroy us.
Let me ask for your reaction to some of the vote fraud that the president and his team have been alleging. Votes tabulated in foreign countries.
So all votes in the United States of America are counted in the United States of America. I don't understand this claim. All votes in the United States of America are counted in the United States of America, period.
Voting machines corrupted by mysterious actors in Venezuela.
So again, there's no evidence that any machine that I'm aware of has been manipulated by a foreign power. Period. The recounts are consistent with the initial count. And to me, that's further evidence, that's confirmation that the systems used in the 2020 election performed as expected, and the American people should have 100% confidence in their vote.
Performed as expected. In other words, the systems used in the 2020 election ensured Trump would not get in.
Their vote.
Most elections are run by each state's Secretary of State, but not one of them, Democrat or Republican, has reported ballot rigging that would change the election.
Of course, 60 Minutes now pivots to exonerate those who were complicit in the steal.
Some are paying a price for integrity.
All these death threats to election officials, to secretaries of state. I want everybody to look at Secretary Bachfar in Pennsylvania, Secretary Benson in Michigan, Secretary Sagaski in Nevada, Secretary Hobson.
So then they show that the people that were actually out there calling for the truth on these elections, oh no, they have to paint them as people that bring death threats. They're horrendous. They're gun carriers. They're Bible toters.
Arizona, all strong women that are standing up, that are under attack from all sides, and they're defending democracy. They're doing their jobs. Look at Secretary Raffensperger in Georgia, lifelong Republican. He put country before party and is holding a free and fair election in that state. There's some real heroes out there. There's some real patriots.
The president says you're dead wrong about election security, and to him you say what?
There's no foreign power that is flipping votes. There's no domestic actor flipping votes. I did it right. We did it right.
You know, this is 60 Minutes.
They spied on my campaign.
Well, we can't verify
it. It's been totally verified.
No.
Wonderfully put together by Ultra MAGA Party. Great selection of music. Playing this movie out for all to see. These actors continue to go out, play their roles so that they can ensure that folks are understanding just how they play these things out. And tell you the other thing that's hurting many people and that's coming to our country would be these UK authorities. They're arresting citizens for social media posts containing inaccurate information. Imagine showing up to our house because we're posting something on social media, our opinion, our free speech. Well, if you post anything against the UK riots and the folks that are out there screaming Allah Akbar and killing 12-year-old girls with machetes, well, they're going to come arrest you.
I have some breaking news now, and a woman has been arrested by Cheshire Police in relation to an inaccurate information on social media about the attacker in the Southport murders. It says a 55-year-old woman from near Chester was arrested earlier today, Thursday the 8th, of course, on suspicion of publishing written material to stir up racial hatred and false communications. She is currently being held in police custody. Chief Superintendent Alice...
So, of course, you post anything against them, and they will come to your house. They'll take you out. Elon Musk even showed this is actually happening. Sky News.
The offence of incitement to racial hatred involves publishing or distributing material which is insulting or abusive, which is intended to or likely to start racial hatred.
So they call it racial hatred.
You retweet that, then you're republishing that, and then potentially you're committing that offence. And we do have dedicated police officers who are scouring social media. Their job is to look for this material and then follow up with identification arrests and so forth. So it's a really, really serious. People might think they're not doing anything harmful. They are, and the consequences will be visited upon them.
So if you go out there and scream Allah Akbar, run around with machetes, the police will leave you alone. But if you post something on social media, they visit your home and they say you're under arrest. What happens when they start controlling our bank accounts once they find you? You know, we have this talk with Dr. Kirk Elliott here recently, and you go check it out if you haven't already. We talk about how they can control us with CBDC and more. You know, they'll say, look, we don't like your social media posts, therefore we're going to go in your bank accounts, we're going to put a stop to what you're doing. Well, it's having an effect across the world, and you know, we talked about this in depth. And you can go to andweknow.com/gold to hear everything that he has to say in protecting our accounts with precious metals and more. Hope you check that out because they're doing all they can. Here's Kyle, all of these folks, Kyle Rittenhouse even had his FBI visit. But if we go into these different places around the world, they're being invaded. Open borders, they're bringing in a certain group that wants to take over the entire earth. And I want to play this clip so you understand what we're up against.
Why is Islam protected, and yet criticism of Islam is regarded as somehow dangerous?
Because we fear Islam. Islam is the dominant cultural force right now. Right now, the West has an identity crisis. We don't even know what our laws are going to be. We don't know what our values are. We've kind of rejected Christianity. We're erasing our statues, tearing our history down, changing our anthems like we have in Canada. We have an identity crisis. Islam knows who they are. They know what they want. They want a global caliphate. And so Islam is dominating the Western world. And right now, this is just an inkling of what the future is going to look like. They're still a minority in Western countries. And while all these people will tout open borders, multiculturalism, as soon as Islamists become over 50% of your population, you will see your country looking exactly like any Islamic nation in the world. And suddenly the LGBT activists won't be as happy about this open borders situation. Suddenly the liberal women that are being stoned for the crime of rape will start to realize what they've gotten themselves into. And I fear that it may have to get to these horrific points before people wake up and open their eyes.
But Lauren, let me ask you, I mean, we've seen, for example, in Sweden, that the white, that native-born white Swedes will be a minority, I think by 2040 is what they're saying, but in part, not just because of migration, but because of the fertility of the immigrant population. And so I've got two questions for you. One is, you know, what does Lauren Southern say is the right approach? I mean, if you will say you will say you're not a racist, as the sort of accusers will make out, but you are seemingly supporting the right of European culture to defend itself against adversaries and competitors. But B, if a culture is simply much more fertile, then doesn't it deserve to inherit the earth?
Well, not when it was put, it was never put to a referendum. No one in Sweden or Canada or Australia, for that matter, was asked, do you want people with a completely different culture to immigrate here and create their own cultural enclaves? No one was asked. We believe in the right to sovereignty for every nation and every people in the world. And we respect that. No one is ever telling the Japanese, destroy your culture. You must bring in tons of Koreans. You must bring in tons of Africans. Or right. Well, people have to understand where these religions came. If someone said it was a highly Christian area, I wouldn't be concerned because Christianity is actually what formed much of the West and most of our freedoms. And the reason for that is Christianity is based on choice. You can choose to follow God. You can choose to say goodbye. You choose to eat from the tree of good and evil. Right? It's all based on these choices that you make, and God gives you that free choice. Whereas Islam has always been based on submission. You submit to Allah, and you cannot leave, or you will be killed. So is that a religion that is compatible with Western culture? No. And very well, have your faith. If everyone agrees with you and wants to live in a society under Sharia law, have that. But there was never a referendum here in Australia to bring that here. It was enforced and imposed on us by a small group of elites, as it has been all over much of the Western world.
She brings up a good point. These folks, without our permission, brought them in. Without our permission. And they're having an impact around the earth. Those on the side that would want these laws, especially Sharia law, pushed on all of us. And it's happening in different parts of our country, too. Many of you are aware of that. We've been showing you this over and over again. And so I wanted to end today with something that Shipwreck put out. I thought was very important for us to hear. She's on the X for all to see. Love her updates. But basically, you're right then and you're right now. Don't get complacent. Don't let your fears cause you to despair.
Whenever I see videos about Kamala Harris's manufactured excitement, I tend to go back to this quote. When the whole world is running towards a cliff, he who is running in the opposite direction appears to have lost his mind. Remember the COVID death ticker that CNN used to have running along the bottom of your TV? Remember when masks saved lives? Remember Safe and Effective. Remember, if Ukraine loses, the U.S. will be next. If Israel loses, the U.S. will be next. Remember weapons of mass destruction? Remember the JFK assassination? Remember vote blue no matter who to save democracy? Remember the laptop from hell? Remember the shady business dealings and the money laundering? Remember when FTX fell out? Remember when aliens weren't real? And neither was Bigfoot or the Nephilim. Remember the emails and the pizza parties? Remember Obama dropping a bomb a minute? Remember the Hollywood rituals? And the human trafficking. Remember Joe Biden's empty car rallies and fake people in the stands? Remember when the White House was doing all of its press conferences from a different location other than the White House because of COVID regulations? Did they ever go back to the White House? It was a movie set made up to look like the White House. You were right then, and you're right now. You're not crazy. These are just the same tactics that are being used.
The same tactics being used. Great reminder there from Shipwreck for us. And one thing that really grabs my heart, and I almost forgot to share, is the importance of family. Through all of the politics and information that we see, the lies from mainstream media, the push to destroy our country, and more, still come down to moments like this. You know, we have the Olympics, yeah, many are boycotting them, but a lot of young people trained for years so they could be ready for an event so they can possibly win a medal. It's still dreamed by many, regardless of the opening ceremonies and more. We have to remember that when it comes down to it, we have a responsibility to our own children, and that's what they're after. Remember, they want to destroy our children from birth. They can't get them there. They wait till they get into preschool and kindergarten and destroy them with books, trying to get them to look into things that deal with personal areas of sex that they normally wouldn't even discuss till they're teenagers. They can't get them there. They try to destroy them when they get to college so they can manipulate their minds to believe in anything that goes against God and the Word of God. If they can't get them there, they destroy them and put them into depression and more. But what does it come down to? Our children. I want to play this moment when a father consoles his daughter after missing out on an Olympic medal. And then we'll close in prayer.
It's sports.
I know.
Some days you win and some days you lose.
Yeah.
And yesterday you did brilliant.
Yeah. It doesn't take away from the year.
Kevin, you know,
no.
He said to me, look, let Andrea know the whole country is proud of her. My daughter now wants to try diving because of her. She's a superhero. Look at all the texts coming in.
You did your best, Andrea.
Yeah. This wasn't meant to be.
It wasn't meant to be today.
That's okay.
Come here. Come here, little.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for continued guidance and direction in our lives, especially through these strange times that we live in, and we ask for continued protection over President Trump and his family, protection over us, our families. Thank you for the reminder that our responsibilities as parents, grandparents, and more. And we just ask that you continue to guide our words, thoughts, and minds, and with many who just need a hug, need a guidance in their own lives. We ask all this in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Please hit that like button, subscribe button, follow button, and more. Thank you for your prayers and more. Just a reminder, we'll have a video out Monday of an interview that we did. Not sure if we're going to have anything out next Wednesday and Friday. We'll try our best, even if it's audio. We'll be out sailing on a boat and probably not very good Wi-Fi. So just warning you ahead of time in case you're wondering. Thank you again for your prayers. Pronounce LT saying Semper Fi with them we know. Signing out.
Running a computer program. Whether that computer counts the votes accurately, or makes mistakes, or cheats by shifting votes from one candidate to another, depends on what software is installed in the computer.
The voting machine is called the Image Cast Evolution, or ICE machine. It's made by Dominion.
The Dominion Voting Image Cast Evolution, or ICE, is an all-in-one accessible paper-based voting system.
For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness
and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
It's made by Dominion.
The Dominion Voting Image Cast Evolution.
For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness.
It's made by Dominion.
For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness.